You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Is Craigslist misconnections? It is a website. There are some people who still ask us, what is Craigslist? That is a website where you can sell all different kinds of things. You can also go into a section called misconnections.
Yeah.
This is where you see someone, you don't know their name to stalk them on social media, so you put it out there on this site. And this is still a thing. People still use it. And they still try to find love. So here we go.
We're going
to
help them.
Craigslist misconnections here in the 417.
So this one says, Lonely from Springfield. I'm just a professional, educated, decent shape, attached guy. Assuming that was supposed to be attractive. Looking for a female to chat with and see where it leads.
Hang on, start over with that one. Read that again. No, just read that again. Start from the beginning.
It says, I'm just a professional, educated, decent shape, attached guy.
Educated.
Looking for a... Oh, yeah. That doesn't line up, does it? Maybe he was talking into his phone. Anyway, he's quite a catch, according to him. Mm-hmm. And he wants a female to chat to see where it leads. He's also
lonely.
He's very
lonely. Attached. Or
he's very
attractive. Or... We don't know.
We don't know. So anyway, lonely from Springfield. We hope you find a lady friend.
Sounds very attractive. You know, me not knowing anything about dating... I have heard this, though, where women are like, you know what? I really like when guys say that they're lonely.
Yes, it is a turn-on.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Isn't that the first thing that you look for?
Yeah.
You're like, you know what I want? I want desperate and someone who says they're lonely. That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
I hear that all the time.
I mean, really, yeah. So this says, girl outside Finnegan's, who was cold last night, so this is probably a few nights ago, in Springfield. It says, I can't believe I didn't get your name, but I wrapped you up in my jacket and held you, and it felt great. Would really like to see you again at Finnegan's downtown Springfield. Wait, he was like wrapping some girl up in a jacket he doesn't
know?
Nice. And he didn't get her name or anything? That's a little friendly for strangers, right?
Have you not been out to bars?
No. Like, not the way you have in the past.
Yeah.
I've only ever been to Finnegan's for trivia night. Okay?
It doesn't need to be Finnegan's. I mean, enter the bar wherever you happen to be, whatever town
you're
in.
You've done that before with a stranger?
To put my coat around him?
Yeah.
To keep him warm? Of course.
Wow, I'm so naive. I don't... Oh my God. My 20s were not eventful.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, I hope...
Did you not dance with some random person you never knew or, like, made out with somebody at a bar?
No, because when we went to Zan, it was ladies' night.
I'm not talking...
We pushed the guys away.
Move away from Springfield. A random town. I don't know. You're visiting Nashville. You're in Kansas City. You never went out to a bar and made out with somebody or, like, have them, like, put their arm around you?
I danced
or, like,
with guys at the high school dance.
That's
so embarrassing. Anyway, I hope this guy...
Chelsea, this is not that weird for a guy to rap. I mean, unless she's not wanting it, that's weird. That's bad.
I just don't know how he didn't get her name or, like, digits or anything, you know?
Digits. Yes.
Anyway,
pretty sure that he rapped her, hey, can I get your digits?
Well, when you say it like that, it's gross.
I need your digits. This is my first time wrapping my coat in someone.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.